Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What a great band, man. Pearl Jam is going to be your artist of the day. How are you doing, Mr. Starrett?
I'm great.
How's your throat feeling after that sneeze fest yesterday, crazy weirdo?
Believe it or not, it was just one sneeze. It wasn't even a string of them. I just sneezed one time while I was in the middle of a sentence.
You need to go see an ENT specialist or something, man.
That's what I've been told, but I woke up this morning and everything was close to normal.
You sound good.
Well, thank you. I'm not at 100%, but man, I'm so much better than I was yesterday.
Here's the thing. Everything
sounded weird yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
He's an aggressive sneezer.
Yeah. You sound like Taylor Swift or something. I don't know.
Wow. I sound awful. Different over the phone anyway, but yeah. My voice was jacked up.
No, everything's good in the world, man, because you're sounding good. You got the whole nest together at the house. Together.
All I could think of when you said you injured yourself sneezing was, several thoughts went through my head, I'm going to be honest.
Your first one was
one of the first.
What a weirdo!
Is I wondered with your booming, beautiful voice, if maybe you are one of those dainty, squeaky sneezers. Because have you ever met
like a
no? Have you ever met one of those?
Have you ever met? And it's usually women, but not always. The woman who goes like makes the weird squeak.
I'm a power sneezer.
Yeah, no, I am too.
Oh yeah, I am too.
I mean, when I sneeze, it actually hurts.
Well, yeah, me too.
You know, I read yesterday, because we looked this up, we were very worried about you.
People have died from
sneezing. You can really hurt yourself if you are one of those try-to-hold-it-in, plug-your-nose people.
Crack a rib.
It is routine that when I sneeze, I will pop my back in the process.
What?
But that's the first time I've ever experienced anything vocally as a result of it.
All right.
But yeah, it's pretty routine. I'll sneeze in my back cracks.
We're doing the Salvation Army Radiothon this afternoon, if you can, or this evening now, because we are live at 6:08.
I've never been here at 6:08.
I know you haven't. I've known you for a long time.
This is a first for all of us.
If you can or are willing to donate, 913-744-3877, or hit #250. When prompted, just say Salvation Army, and they'll take care of you. But now we need to get to some serious business. All right, we got to test these puzzles here real quick. All right, let's get rid of the music here, and then we will get the buzzers tested. Mr. Starrett, can I hear your buzzer, please? Loud and clear. Madam Wright.
No buzzer.
Where's your buzzer?
Sounds great. Let's play.
there it is. Wait. A little too loud there. So let's pot her down just a touch. Mr. Starrett. Madam Wright. A little bit more on Dana.
I got to have some more buzzer. That's better.
There it is. And young man, you need to watch to see who buzzes in first, okay?
It'll be me.
All right. Are we ready to play?
We're ready.
Okay. Ready. Yep.
Here we go. First 1 to 5 wins. Point values are always doubled. Dana.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Starrett.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Point values are doubled. Top four answers are on the board. How many dates should you go on before you kiss someone? Dana Wright.
Ooh, two.
Two is the number one answer on the board. Come on, Will. What are you doing in there?
What? I hit the buzzer.
What would you have said, Will Sterrett?
I actually would have said one.
Okay, then you lose.
That was the number three answer on the board.
So what
Whoa,
two,
did
three,
you kiss
one?
Julie on the first date?
I did.
I kissed Kelly on the first date, too.
There you go.
top four answers are on the board. Tell me the age of a woman that is too young to date a 50-year-old man. Oh, I think Will came in first on that one.
20.
Is the number one answer on the board.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What hobby, point values are double, top six answers are on the board.
Uh-huh.
What hobby or activity could cause a man to have missing teeth? Will Sterrett.
Oh, come on.
I'm going by the judge. Sam Stevie is the judge.
His sound went off first.
Playing hockey.
Hockey is the number two answer on the board. Dana, for the steal and your second point, what hobby or activity could cause a man to have missing teeth?
Meth.
I'm sorry?
Meth. I'm going to go with meth, if you're methy.
Will Sterrett with 2 points.
Does meth fall under hobby or activity?
I think it's both, actually. What was number one?
Boxing.
Oh, please. Clearly it's meth.
Top six answers are on the board. The point values are double. The score is currently Will 2, Dana 1. Name a way that you might be able to tell that your baby is really an alien. Dana Wright.
Cries angry all the time?
Will Sterrett.
Big head?
Dana Wright.
This
is a weird question.
It's very weird.
Bald and green?
Moving on.
What are the answers here?
Yeah, can you run down the
strange
answers?
Eyes?
That is the number two answer on the board.
Misshapen eyes?
Mm-hmm.
What's number one?
She got two
strange
guesses.
Appearance.
She got two guesses. I only got one. Do I get credit for that?
We're just going to move on. I shouldn't have even brought
that
one up.
That's a hard one.
That is weird.
Weird question.
Too hard, as Will Sterrett would say.
Thank you.
Let's go down here. Okay, here we go. Top five answers are on the board. Point values are doubled.
Of course.
Name something that...
You going to be okay in there?
Yeah, but she said something under her breath that made me laugh.
Of course.
That's what she said, actually.
I know, I heard it.
Name something moms warn their children will make them catch a cold. Dana Wright.
Not wearing a jacket.
Number one answer on the board. In fact, those are the exact words. Wow.
It's also an old wives' tale and completely untrue.
I'm guessing wet hair was number two.
Number five.
Oh, okay.
Number five. Top four answers are on the board. Point values are doubled. The score is currently 2-2. Name a drink that many people love despite its bitter taste.
Dana.
I think she was the only one in.
Lemonade?
Lemonade is the number three answer on the board. Will Sterrett for the steal and the lead. Name a drink that many people love despite its bitter taste.
Beer.
Number one answer on the board.
Is vodka number two?
Beer, coffee, lemonade, wine.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Top six answers are on the board. Name a profession that would be most difficult to Dana Wright?
Oh, surgeon.
Number three answer on the board.
May I hear the rest of the clue?
Yes, you may, of course.
Thank you.
For the steal and for your fourth point, Will, name a profession that would be most difficult to perform while 8 months pregnant.
And I'm sorry, what did she say? Surgeon?
3 seconds!
Hers was doctor, three but seconds. you're gonna have to answer quickly.
A waiter or waitress?
Number four answer on the board.
Richard Dawson would have buzzed him.
Excuse me.
For a three-second violation.
Excuse me.
Dana's throwing a flag.
You are no.
She threw a flag.
Well, first of all, I am in charge of this game. The score is currently 3-3.
What was number one? Police officer?
Dancer.
Oh, well.
That would be
Will, this one's right in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Top six answers are on the board. Name the worst place where you could have a sneezing fit. Will?
While driving.
Number five answer on the board. Dana, mm-hmm. for the steal and your fourth point. Name the worst place you could have a sneezing fit.
A wedding.
Will Starrett with 4 points.
No! Will's real answer there was while recording something.
What was number one?
Church.
In a wedding?
Churches are not always performed, or weddings are not always performed in a church.
That is a fact.
Sorry. Top six answers are on the board. Mm-hmm. The score is currently 4-3. We got to get moving. Name a job that you need a license to do.
Dana
Wright.
Pilot.
Pilot. Will Starrett.
What?
Name a job that you need a license to do.
Hairdresser/barber.
Dana Wright. Name a job that you need a license to do.
Nurse.
That is the number three answer. He does get a retort. Will, name a job you need a license to do.
Attorney.
Dana Wright with the point.
Are we tied 4-4 right now?
It is 4-4.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Just like last time.
It's getting hot.
Here we go. Top six answers are on the board. It is 4-4. Next correct answer wins. We got to get going. Come on, come on, come on. What might a mail carrier keep on hand to deal with an unfriendly dog?
Dana.
Dana Wright.
Mace.
Is the number one answer on the board. And Dana Wright has won yet again. Damn you, Will Starrett. This is two times in a row it's been 5-4.
Well, last
You're
time was
so
actually
close.
6-4.
Do you have any idea how much I want you to win? Like, I cater these questions for you.
Well, then, I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than I'm just not going to play anymore.
Oh, well.
That's the only solution.
No, if I'm going to keep losing
like this. If you're going to be disappointed every time.
I'm not disappointed. Okay, you know good. That. I love you.
Love you too.
All right. We are doing the Salvation Army Radiothon this afternoon, 913-744-3877. We're going to visit with some folks from the Salvation Army here in just a moment. If you can, if you're able to make a donation to the Salvation Army, to the Children's Shelter, and all the other incredible things that the Salvation Army does here in town, helping people just get back on their feet. It's not a handout. It's not a hand up. They're just helping. 913-744-3877. 913-744-3877. For those of you who don't know, I am a gigantic Patrick Swayze fan. I don't know why. I love a guy. Never saw a movie he was in that I didn't like except Dirty Dancing. That movie sucked. There's a new movie coming out called I Am Patrick Swayze. Aww. And the trailer was just released today. Listen to this.
I mean, you're only on this planet for so long. Go for it now.
Patrick had something about him that was very rugged, but that also had that beautiful, gentle, sensuous ability to move.
Patrick performed like he had something to prove. He was a gymnast, a world-class cowboy, a ballet dancer? Really?
I was just looking for any way to make a mark.
I remember watching Patrick and thinking, man, guy's so good.
He charmed everyone. He'd find a way in and make you just fall in love with him.
As soon as we started dancing, it was just like,
it was important to be great.
Carry that over in his life.
He'd be bubbly and fun, and then as soon as he's by himself and alone, he would just crash.
I have these demons that run around in my insides. I've done everything in the world thinking I'm going to get rid of them. I don't know if it ever will.
We had so many challenging things to deal with, but I still loved him.
There was an innate loneliness, and I think that's where his art came from.
Ready or not, here comes Mama.
To be taken seriously, he really needed to work harder.
Pain don't hurt.
That's him coming out of the plane, and it's in the movie. Would everybody do that? Not a chance in hell.
When you're a master of your body physically, you think you are larger than any disease.
Whenever anything good in my life happens, I'm just afraid I'm going to lose it.
Aww. This was raw courage of somebody who knew they were going to die, but wasn't making an issue of it.
We show them that the human spirit is still alive.
What Patrick accomplished in his life, very few people get to accomplish.
Anyway, the movie's called I Am Patrick Swayze.
Oh, I'll absolutely go see that.
Doesn't that sound good?
Sam Elliott in there. He's got one of those voices, the minute you hear it, I'm like, that is Sam Elliott.
Listen, no homo, but I love Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott?
He is sexy at every single age. I mean, I'm telling you, that
Sam
man,
Elliott in Roadhouse is like...
He was also in the Lady Gaga movie. He was the brother.
Yeah, he was Bradley Cooper's brother. Older brother, of course. But the funny thing is, that movie was released, this year? Or last, I can't remember.
Last year.
He looks the same now as he did when Roadhouse came out in 1989.
Yeah, Sam Elliott is 75 years old.
No, he was born in he was born a year before my mother.
Huh. I'll check it out. I'll watch that.
He's a handsome little devil.
He's handsome. A quick update to a story that made us so angry yesterday, but it's a happy update to this story. Ricky Kidd has been freed from prison.
Good.
It happened this afternoon.
Good.
And he was wrongfully imprisoned for 23 years for a double murder that he had absolutely nothing to do with. It's just the story will make you so angry. It's up on podcast from yesterday. He has been freed in Kansas City from prison.
This is our Salvation Army Radiothon. If you can or are willing to donate, 913-744-3877.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right.
Come on. Thanks, by the way. Meant to mention this last segment. Huge thanks to Johnny's Barbecue here in Mission. And I can attest, not only today, because I've been there before, they brought in dinner for everybody tonight. And they are fantastic. Great food. Good people. Johnny's Barbecue in Mission, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. As we continue with the Salvation Army Radiothon, if you can or are willing to donate, 913-744-3877 or dial #250 from your mobile phone when you're prompted. Just say Salvation Army and they'll get you where you need to go. This is a worthy cause. We do it every year, not only for the children's center or shelter, but for all the great programs that the Salvation Army does here in Kansas City. Joining us in studio, Ramona Quinn. She is, and listen to these titles, they're more important than two dum-dum talk show hosts. Program Director for Permanent Supportive Housing, and Jennifer Stepp, the Director of Housing Services Manager for the Salvation Army.
So I want to start by having both of you ladies, and thank you for being here, talk about some of the stereotypes of the homeless population, not just here, but everywhere, and why the typical homeless person is not maybe the face of the person that you think that it is.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us. My name is Ramona Quinn, and I do work with Permanent Supportive Housing. So the person that you see on the corner with the sign,
yes,
you know,
yes,
begging for food, that is not your typical real person that is in need that we work with. We work with a lot of families with children. We do have single individuals, too. But these are folks really that are struggling. They have disabilities. They are living in poverty, struggling, often working, some working two jobs and still not making enough, you know, to take care of their family.
you had mentioned during the break, Jennifer, that so many Americans are one job loss away or one medical crisis away from being in this situation. Tell us about your experience seeing that every day.
It's heartbreaking. I think we all barely make it. You know, we live paycheck to paycheck nowadays. And one crisis, some of us are blessed to have family that we can rely on. If I were to lose my job tomorrow, I know I could probably move in with my dad till I bounce back. Not everybody has that. Not everybody has a savings. Some people are born into poverty, and it's really a hard cycle to break once you're in it. So we try our best, you know, to get them back on their feet and provide them the tools and skills to help them be self-sufficient and move forward in a way that's successful.
Well, how do you get someone back on their feet? Obviously, you don't deal with someone until they are at or near homelessness, right. I would imagine.
Right.
So how do you get someone back on their feet?
So programs like Ramona's and our permanent supportive housing program, so if they maybe came to our shelter first, our emergency shelter, that's more meeting the immediate crisis, yeah. Giving them food, clothing, shelter, just right off the street, here, let's take care of your immediate needs. But Ramona's program with the permanent supportive housing, we provide them rent and utility assistance long-term along with case management, the support services to help with budgeting, life skills, different things that they might need not had prior to coming to us that we can provide and help them get back on their feet.
I had asked you if there's one common thread with the client that you serve. Is it addiction? Is it PTSD? Is it domestic violence? And one of the things you mentioned, and I'm sure you see all of those things, the lack of support system and lack of assets. And I think that's important to talk about because most people listening, if you are blessed to be from this area and you have a family support system, like you said, you can call mom or dad or an aunt or an uncle or a brother, not just for financial needs, but housing or automobile needs. There are so many people who don't have that.
Exactly. I think that's probably what is the most stark thing that we see is that lack of support, having a family that's in any better position than they are. As Jennifer said, a lot of this is generational poverty. We can have people that are working, but one thing happens with your car breaks down, you don't get it, you know, you get it fixed, but then you can't pay your rent and then it just snowballs. So when we get people in our program, we assess their needs, their immediate needs, and then do long range planning. A lot of times it's medical issues. All the people in our program do have to have a disability. Many of the children are the qualifier. They're the ones with the disability. And that's why the parent is very limited a lot of times in how much they can work because they've got this kid at home that's got a disability. So we can assess their needs and help them to help themselves. Access community resources, mainstream resources that they're eligible for. Things that they may have been embarrassed to ask about or not know how to connect to mental health services or know where they can get a prescription filled. We do provide transportation by way of bus passes for them. But it's really getting them in a safe situation. That's the primary goal, to get them safe and then kind of help them work back into society because they've been very disconnected. For a very long time. We've had people living in their cars that are petrified to tell anybody. They're afraid their children might be, you know, removed from them.
Yeah.
So they just live in their cars and the kids keep it all secret. And, you know, there's a lot of trauma that comes with that and just helping that kid get back to where they feel good again.
I want to say we've all seen that car, by the way. You have all seen that car, and it is packed in every square inch. The windows are covered. It's trash. It's clothing. And
exactly.
One of the kids said to me one time, oh, my gosh, look at that car. Why don't they clean out their car? I think if you ever see that, that is a great teachable moment for your kids. They are not living that way because they're a hoarder necessarily. That's likely their home.
Right. Exactly. And we're seeing a lot more homelessness in families in rural areas, not just in, you know, the urban core, but in suburban and rural areas.
Why?
I think it's jobs, you know, access to jobs that pay enough for them to make a living where they're not having to work two and three jobs. But I think it really boils down to something that in our business we hear about all the time, and that's lack of affordable housing. And I think people just don't realize how much money it takes to afford an average two-bedroom apartment, even in Kansas City, which has some of the more
lower rents.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So it's tough. And you've got utilities to pay, you know, in addition to that. And it's just not affordable for people making minimum wage or you know.
Is it fair to say no phone, no job, no car, no job?
Oh, I would say that that's very much
if you don't have a phone.
Right. If you don't have a phone, if you don't have a car.
And we goof on the show about how addicted people are to their phones. But I think sometimes what we forget, you know, this isn't the 1980s anymore, and I'm familiar with that. I don't know if you guys are. You know, everybody had a phone in their house. Well, now your phone is this thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have it, how are they ever going to call you back for a second interview, for a first interview? No phone, no job. Mm-hmm. What do you do about that?
So we, again, connect our people to community and mainstream resources. If they have a low enough income or no income, you are able to get what's called government assistance. It's a government phone. As long as you are on some type of benefit like SNAPs, which is food stamps, Medicaid, it only comes with 200 minutes for the month. Mm-hmm. And
use them wisely.
Exactly. You do have to use them very wisely. And we spend a lot of time trying to teach our landlords and people that we work with that they don't have the minutes to call in and leave,
right,
you know, a message for you. They can text and stretch that a little bit further, but it makes a huge difference. You're completely separated from the rest of society when you don't have a phone these days. And when you don't have, to get the better jobs, often you need transportation. Many jobs will ask you, if you don't have transportation, don't apply. You know, so we can get our people to places on a bus line, but, you know, bus lines are not, doesn't take, you don't have to get out very far before you can't get places on the bus.
Well, and 200 minutes a month, that's 6 minutes a day.
Correct.
6.5 minutes a day.
You know, it always makes me angry. People will say, get a job. And I have always said this, it is so much more, that is the most ignorant statement anyone can make. It is so much more complicated than that when some of these folks that you are serving are not only working one job, some of them are working more than one job, and it isn't enough. It is not a livable wage. It's not enough.
Exactly. And we see that often. And like I said, when you have a child that's got a disability and you're trying to piece together enough work to survive and the school is calling you, that may be a behavioral disability of some sort, you know, could be, you know, autism, there's a huge range. Yeah. So the school's calling you, you need to be available, you've got to come get your child right now, you know, medication, all of those things are very expensive. You know, we've dealt with folks that have children that have to be on some type of plug-in life support type. Sure. Your utilities are gone. What do you do?
Yeah.
You know, I've went and picked up a woman who was living in her car and secretly trying to plug in her child's machine to make sure he didn't stop breathing during the night at like a hotel with a little restaurant by it, trying to use the plug-in there, and just didn't know where to turn. She had no family. She had escaped from a domestic violence situation. And so we see the gamut of all of those things, as well as, you know, pretty severe mental health conditions.
Joining us in studio, Ramona Quinn and Jennifer Stepp. If you can or are willing to donate to the Salvation Army for the Children's Shelter, and as you've been hearing, the other great programs that they do, the phone number is 913-744-3877, or dial or call #250 from your mobile phone. When you're prompted, just say Salvation Army, and they will put you in the right direction. We have a number of fantastic packages, including golf with Dana, who has now hit 2 holes-in-1 in her life. 2 tickets for $500. We only have 11 tickets available. It is on September 20th of this year, of course, 6 to 7 o'clock. Also, Sporting Kansas City tickets to their game against the Houston Dynamo. $500 for 2 tickets. All of that money goes to the Salvation Army. Just call 913-744-3877. The Colorado Rocky Mountain High. I'm here. Let me just read you this. I just saw this. If you get a chance when you get home tonight, grab the Wall Street Journal, either online or I know Quick Trip sells them. The op-ed or the editorial page, the Kansas-Missouri Subsidy Armistice, a destructive economic border war between Kansas and Missouri, may now be ending in an overdue truce. For years, the two states have spent millions on tax incentives to lure jobs back and forth across the state line in Kansas City, and it goes on and on.
Okay, you go first.
Well,
I will believe the end of that.
How long have we been hearing this?
Years.
I remember Emmanuel Cleaver when he was
Everyone has to agree to it.
Yep.
And the companies have to stop asking for it. And I hope...
And somebody has to say, we're not going to give it to you.
You first.
Yeah.
So my mom sent me this today. It is so funny. If you have not had a chance to check it out, please do so if you need a laugh today. There's a dog in Texas named Baloo. He's 5 months old, right? Oh. And the owner says he's in the midst of the terrible twos, super energetic. He's a border collie. Never mean at all, kind, loving heart. And the owner says there's just this one thing. Baloo loves the sprinkler. And they live in Lake Dallas, Texas. It's like 105 degrees there. And the dog loves the sprinkler. And it's one of those fan sprinklers that comes, you know, this way and that way and this way and that way. So the owner says, I'm in the bedroom this week.
A fan spring.
Yeah, and says, I hear this clank, 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 clank. And the dogs are barking and making a racket. But she's like, I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
She comes out, look at what
the
dog
did. Oh, no. You don't bring the sprinkler in through the doggy door.
He dragged it through the dog door.
Oh, no. That's not where it goes.
Can you imagine? Like, I don't know how long that thing was on. The running sprinkler is in the house.
Gonna get a deep clean indoor going on.
Well, yeah.
It is the funniest photo. They also have other photos of the dog just running through the sprinkler.
That's awesome.
Shut the dog door.
Just don't.
Bad Baloo. Bad Baloo.
Bad Baloo. Bad boy. All right, we gotta run. The great Dan Weinbaum and Will Starrett are coming up next as we continue with our Salvation Army Radiothon. We'll get it on. Come on. We got to run. Sam Stevie's our producer. Dana Wright, my co-host. I am Scott Parks. God willing, we'll see you back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.